GirlTalkRadio.com. Online, online, all the time. The queens of internet talk radio.
Angie J. and Miss Muse.
Broadcasting live Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Talking about relationships, sex, and whatever else matters to you. Stay connected 24/7. Facebook, AGTR Chicks. And Twitter at All Girl Talk. Online, 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 all the time.
AllGirlTalkRadio.com.
Girl, the rambunctious one. I had to like take that pause. I got the hottest hot chick, Miss J, hanging out with me tonight for Pillow Talk Live. It's hump day. What's a better day to like do the Pillow Talk Reloaded show on a hump day. Ain't nothing like a little humping around. That's what they say. Humping.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to get your hump on any way you can get it on. So, you know, hump day. Everybody go out there and just hump a little something. Yeah.
I know that's right with this snow outside.
Yeah, you know, if you're in Michigan, it's cold. It's definitely cuddle season. So we're going to kind of spice it up tonight on Pillow Talk Live. This is the show that everybody has been asking us to bring back. So we're going to give you what you've been asking for tonight on Pillow Talk Live. So tonight's topic, Jay, I think this is one of your favorite topics, sexual boundaries. How far are you willing to go in your relationship? So, yeah, right? Because relationships aren't supposed to be all about compromise, right, Jay? You're supposed to be able to compromise, you know, some things. Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, you can, but you can compromise, but I don't think you have to be quite disrespectful.
Okay. Well, when we talk about compromise, does that apply to sex? Are we compromising in sex? I mean, would you compromise some of your sexual desires? Would you compromise maybe some of the boundaries that you've kind of set for yourself because your man wants you to be a little bit more explorative?
No, I'm not compromising what I said. I absolutely will not ever not. No, by no means do. I'm not going to compromise. I cannot work with you, so I don't think that sex can be a compromise. It's either you want to do it or you don't.
Ooh.
I don't think that there's no equal medium. I don't think that you can make me feel this way and I'm going to do it because you did. Either I want to do it or I don't want to do it.
Okay. I think you know, I may agree with that, but, you know, I can't wait. We have a special guest that's going to be joining us in about 7 more minutes at about 8:15.
So
here's the thing when it comes to – go ahead.
You're willing to compromise, i.e., another person. You said you would never, ever invite the same sex into your bedroom, so you're going to be willing to compromise on
that? No, I'm not. Right. No. I mean, you know, here's the thing. I'm with you on that. To a certain extent, I will compromise, but I personally have some sexual boundaries. That is one of those things where I can't do it. Like, but here's my fear. I want to be able to satisfy my guy, right? And I want to do some of the things that he's always thought about doing. I want to be the one that kind of, you know, gets him through that. What happens when I just won't compromise? I just can't do it. You know what I'm saying? What happens? Because now I'm really thinking, like, if I won't do it, I'm sure there's 1,000 other women out there who'll be like, shit ain't shit. I do it. Am I okay with that?
Yeah, you can be. I mean, at that point, you can open up your relationship. You guys have an open relationship. And you can walk them. You can compromise and maybe walk them someone else, you know, someone else into the bedroom so that they maybe can do it because those are their standards. Or, I mean, you could take an L.
Yeah, I think you're taking it too far with all that opening up the door and letting people in. Open
relationships. I mean, but here's the thing. How many of us really have open relationships and we're not aware of? If you guys have been together, you're taking care of everything else, sex is good, okay, you're just not willing to do one thing, but hey, you know what, baby, that's what you want. What's the compromise? I mean, you could do it, but you might want to do it X, Y, and Z, or he's going to sneak and do it because it's a desire that he truly, truly wants. I don't really think love, prevails that. So it's going to get done. So you either accept it or you don't accept it.
Yeah, that's real scary. Well, tonight, if you just tuned in tonight, allgirltalkradio.com, I am your girl, the rambunctious one. We got Jay in the house this evening for allgirltalkradio.com. You are listening to Pillow Talk Live. Don't forget, now, this is the show. It's brand new. You're used to Pillow Talk, but we kind of, you know, revamped it a little bit. So it's brand new. During the live broadcast, go over to Facebook, join the Pillow Talk group, and you can interact with us on the Pillow Talk group. You can also hook up with us at All Girl Talk on Instagram and Twitter, all right? So we're going to try to interact as much as we can during this broadcast. Get in on the conversation live. If you just want to hear yourself talk, call in, 646-727-2404. But we got a hot guest, and it'll be, you know, one of the things that we like is to have some, you know, hot spicy conversation where we can involve a little testosterone. So we got that for you tonight right here on allgirltalkradio.com. So don't go anywhere. When we come back at 8:15, yeah, 8:15, we got a special guest. Uh-huh. Got to stick around. We'll be right back.
A tornado flew around my room before you came. Excuse the mess it made. It usually doesn't rain in Southern California, much like Arizona. My eyes don't shed tears before they pour when I'm thinking about you. Oh, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. You, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you?
Or do you not think so?
You were cool enough to kick it. Got a beach house I could sell you in Idaho. Since you think I don't love you, I just thought you were cute. That's why I kiss you. Got a fighter jet, I don't get to fly it. Though I'm lying down thinking about you. Oh, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. You, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you?
Oh, do you not think so?
Now, what's up? Welcome back to Pillow Talk Live with the ladies of AllGirlTalkRadio.com. I'm wondering when I do my Pillow Talk if I need to change, put my Girl Six voice on. Jay, you usually have a good Girl Six voice. You usually can, like, you make them want to, you know, put a couple quarters in the slot.
Get something to it. You know, I got to lay down, put something I got to lay down, put something over my mouth, put my phone up real close. Got to make my girl support.
So then you sound like it's something in your mouth. Maybe that's what turns them on.
Yeah, like, got to keep smacking your lips. They can interpret it as a kiss or, you know, just something wet. You know,
I got to learn some new tricks because I've been asked to do a little phone sex, like talk dirty. And I'd be like, but I don't know how. I don't know what to say. See, that's one of those things. Like, I have to work on it. I'm definitely going to have to work on that. Do my
make work. Noises.
I can't. If I'm making noises, I'm doing something. I can't just fake it. Like, nope, I can't. Nope. Okay, so we promised, you know, a special guest tonight on Pillow Talk Live. Tonight's topic, if you're just tuning in tonight, is your sexual boundaries. How far are you willing to go in your relationship with your mate? How far, you know, will you let him tie you up, Jay? Yeah, you ain't feeling that one too much, being tied up. No, shaking her head, no. All right, so we got a special guest tonight. Mr. Shakir Rahsaan is joining us tonight on All Girl Talk Radio for Pillow Talk. And if you don't know who he is, I think you have been hiding under a rock somewhere. You know, it's something about a person that reads that turns me on. And then the writers, oh, my God. So he's a best-selling author. I'm already claiming it for him. He got some really hot, saucy novels under his belt. So anyway, without further ado, Shakir, welcome to Pillow Talk Live on All Girl Talk Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome
Hi,
to my
welcome.
Show. So, you know, interrupt us if you want to, because we can get a little one-sided in giving our opinions. But before we, get into our hot topic tonight, I want to ask you, because I haven't had a chance to really get into your literary works, but I kind
of
glanced, and I've always wanted to know when writers sit down to write these, saucy novels as you have, do you base a lot of that off of fantasy or personal experience?
It's a combination of both, at least for me personally anyway.
Okay.
So when you're writing, do you take yourself there mentally? Like, do you paint this picture while you're writing?
Well, it's really not hard for me personally, as I said before. Depending on whatever scene I decide I want to write, it could be something that I've personally done. It could be something that I've personally seen someone else do. It could be something that I may have seen in passing in either a movie or heard on a song or whatever the case may be. So it just really depends on my mood.
Okay.
Thankfully, I've been blessed to be able to recreate scenes as they happen in front of me. I've been able to recreate scenes from memory. That's always fun. That's really always fun. And then I could come out of the blue with something completely off key whenever I feel like it. It just depends on whatever the mood strikes me as far as that is. I've got several different types of unique type scenes in my entire series, honestly.
So when you say, when you have to sit down and use your vivid imagination, is it your own personal fantasy? Like, I'm not an author. I don't write, but I fantasize sometimes. Put stuff on paper,
okay.
And I can go back and read it and kind of turn my own self on. You know what I'm saying? So when you're in your writing mode and you're some of this, writing some of the fictional parts,
mm-hmm.
and you go back to read, do you know it's a good read if you can turn yourself on by it?
Absolutely.
Like, how do you know it's a good read? Like, oh yeah, I'm gonna keep them putting that in my book.
I'm constantly reinventing things as I go along anyway. So usually when I'm looking at it the first time around, I need to make sure that it's hot enough for me to go through. Then I let my wife read it. I always know if it's good if I'm getting raped soon after.
Oh, that's okay. That's where I was going with that.
After she's ready, that's usually what ends up happening. I've got several of those that come to mind. Both short stories as well as scenes in my other novels.
So is it safe to say that a lot of what you write is erotica?
A lot of it, yes.
Okay.
I do have a mystery series that's coming out this summer. There are some erotic aspects of that, but it's primarily mystery.
Okay, but the Chronicles of the Nubian Underworld, what would that fall under?
That is pure erotica. I'm not going to sit here and try to explain it to anybody that wants to try and figure it out. It is literally pure, about as pure as I can get. I'll put it that way.
Okay, so we know that you're into the, I have to get the facts, you're into erotica. Some of the stuff that you write about is, fictional. Some of it is kind of real through some mm-hmm. experience or some of what you see yourself. We know that your wife may be one of your biggest fans. So, in terms of your relationship, Do you have, is it okay? Now, no, let me see. Now, do you have, do you and your wife, do you set boundaries? Are there any boundaries, you know, sexual boundaries in your relationship?
I guess that comes with a caveat, I guess, as you want to say. My wife and I are poly. So that being said, we do have outside relationships as far as, you know, as far as different men, different women, whatever the case may be. So that kind of comes with that caveat, so to speak.
Oh.
There are, as far as boundaries from a sexual perspective are concerned, there are things that technically she and I will not do for one another because of the way that we are as far as our mindsets are. By that I mean the domination and submission realm, where we are both dominant. So she does not switch for me in terms of switching to a submissive role, and I do not switch for her as far as being a submissive male to her for whatever she decides she wants to do at that moment. So that's why we made the decision long time ago that we would involve other parties, other men, other women, for those specific needs.
Okay. Jay, that's, you know, Jay touched on that earlier in the show. She said, you know, the open relationship thing. And I guess that kind of, so, you know, it addresses one of the concerns that I had in terms of having sexual boundaries in a relationship, because my only, you know, insecurity in that would be, you know, if it was, if the person that I'm dating really was adamant about having, you know, a certain thing performed and I was against it, my biggest insecurity would be, well, how important is it to him, and will he go to somebody else to have that fulfilled? You know what I'm saying?
So, well, the answer to that question, and I've said it several times on my own talk show. Matter of fact, it'll probably end up popping up sometime later on tonight as well. If you're not willing to be open and honest with your partner within the first 6 months of your relationship, whatever comes after that 6 month period of time, you have to own it. If you cannot own it and you cannot be honest with your partner in terms of this is what I can do, this is what I cannot do, it becomes a real convoluted situation. Case in point, you're dating a man and he kind of gives you inclination that he might be bisexual, but you don't have that conversation within that first 6 months, especially if you decide you want to be intimate. You got to be able to lay all your cards on the table, period. It's not a very easy thing to do. Believe me, I know. I did that 15 years ago. And it's a gut check, quite literally, of what you're willing to do, what you're not willing to do, and what you're willing to allow your partner to do as well. Because you can't sit here and say, oh, I won't do anal, but then sometime down the line, you know, your boundaries may expand on their own. You may figure out that you might want to do some things, that type of thing, or whatever the case may be. But if you don't at least have that conversation in the beginning, you know, a year or two down the line, you've invested your emotions, and now you've made your relationship a whole lot more complicated.
Because, okay, I get that.
So,
I do. Go ahead, Jay.
Okay, so beyond being comfortable, beyond not maybe possibly having a jealous spirit, I guess how because you've been here, I guess this is just that I have to ask, how do you set your mind state that I'm not a jealous person, but the person that I love is with somebody else? Like, how do you get over that?
You don't always get over it. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I've got to figure it out either. Every so often, there'll be those pains where they'll pop up and you'll be like, you know what? I feel like pulling rank today. And those times have happened. I can't sit here and say that they've never happened. I'd be lying to you. Even after, you know, my wife and I have been together 15 years, we've been married almost 12, and there still are those moments where she'll ask, Matter of fact, there's one in particular. We had a convention a couple of weeks ago where I had to literally from 10 o'clock in the morning to about 6 o'clock in the afternoon, I was either teaching classes or I was in panels on different subjects throughout the day. So from 10 to 6, she ain't really got too much that she needs that she can do except hang out with different friends of ours, enjoy the festivities of the event and all that other good stuff because I was pretty much locked down. There was nowhere I was going to be able to go until later on that evening. Around 3 o'clock that afternoon, I get a text message from her, and she was like, babe, I've got some submissive male that wants to play. Are you cool? I'm like, cool. Go do your thing. Have fun. I'll see you at 7 when we get ready to go to dinner.
Wow.
That's usually how that goes as far as that is. That's usually how the exchange would go. But that again, that's because of the evolution of our relationship over the long period of time that we've been. Now, you're talking year number one where it was really trying to massage and trying to figure out what method worked best, making sure that we were completely honest about, okay, this is who I'm attracted to for right now. Is it okay? Is it cool? Sometimes the answer is yes. Sometimes the answer is no. And you just kind of keep it moving from that point. It's never been 100% yes, and it's never been 50% no, if you kind of understand where I'm coming from.
Oh, my goodness. I just had to take a breath and breathe through that. Like, I just don't think I'm, you know, I watch movies, I read books, I get,
right.
I have that curious mind. I may go to sleep and, you know, fantasize about it. I just really don't think personally. You have to be really mature and really, I want to say, not confident in yourself, but, you know, like, you can't have any insecurities at all. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I applaud the relationship that you and your wife have to be able to call my husband and say, hey, you know, I'm going to be with another guy. Are you cool with that? And I get that, yeah, go do your thing response. Oh, my God. Like, wow, that's yeah.
It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of trust. It takes a lot of communication.
Do you come to a period in your relationship where do you reassure your wife? Do you constantly say I love you? Do you massage her ego, or is it just okay? Does she do this when she's upset with you? Like, how does it go?
I'll put it to you in terms that you can understand. Anyone who's followed me on social media knows who I'm talking about when I speak about my beloved.
Okay.
There's no one that can misconstrue it, period. That one gesture alone, social media, in person, in interviews, whatever the case may be, she is constantly in the forefront of my mind. She is the one that I always think about. She's the one that I always talk about. Others can come and go. That one's till death do us part. And even
wow.
In death, we're probably not part.
So, Shakir, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Because you said you have to communicate up front.
Right.
Now, in the beginning of a relationship, and I've done this, and I think I might be guilty of it maybe now. I don't, you know, I have to sit back and think about it. But in the beginning of a relationship, you're kind of reserved because you're still trying to get to know someone. So my thing, you know, my personal thought was I have boundaries set in the beginning of a relationship because, number one, I don't know how far this relationship is going to go.
Right.
I've always been the one to not, you know, put all my plates on the table at one time. I'll gradually pull them out.
Right.
But in saying that, I might not be into, you know, an open relationship or anal sex or oral sex in the beginning of that relationship. But as the relationship evolves, I might become a little bit more open to, you know, things that I wasn't too open to in the beginning. You see where I'm going with that? Like, I don't
understand. No, I see exactly where you're going.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to tell you, I'm never going to sit down with a guy, you know, that I'm interested in and we're going to date and say, hey, I'm not into, you know, anal sex right now, but, you know, check me in about 3 months. What happens in 3 months if I'm still not into it? Then I'm putting them off. You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't even put it in those contexts in terms of trying to put some sort of set boundaries or anything along those lines. That ranks up there with ultimatums. You put yourself in a box. You put yourself in a point where your partner eventually starts. You put your partner in yes and no situations, and you never want to put them in absolutes. You want to always, you know, leave the door open per se, but you never want to put yourself in a position where you put a question out there, and the only thing you get is yes or no, because at that point you start to almost constrict your relationship.
Okay, so you're saying to only put it out there where you can either give me a definite answer, not a possible. Don't give me a possibility.
I think that's where you're misconstruing me. If I sit here and say, will you ever want to fill in the blank?
Okay.
It leaves the possibility of not necessarily saying yes or no. It leaves the possibility of to have the conversation.
Okay, because I've done that. I do that. I do that now. Like, I ain't really into it right now, but maybe we'll talk about it. You know, I'm like that. I won't be totally against it, but I won't just I'm not going to accept it. Maybe not right now, but maybe you know, check me in a couple months. I don't know. And then I'm one of the ones that I don't even want you to ask me because I feel I feel uncomfortable being asked. Like in the middle, how do you stop and ask somebody what their limits are in the middle of sex? Like you having sex, it's like maybe let me tie you up. Now you just kind of ruined it.
No. Again, those kind of, you really have to have. I mean, and again, I might be spoiled because even before I was married, I was having these conversations. And it was really one of those, I want to say it was I don't give a fuck, but it was really one of those situations where it's like, you know what, this is me, unapologetically so. And you can either rock with the program or not. It's really one of those where it's like, you have to, because if you don't, it's the reason why you have the whole download culture. It's the reason why you have the side chick syndrome. I mean, side dude syndrome. The whole nine. I mean, you can blame a lot of different problems that are being had within different relationships because people are not willing to be open. You know, everybody always speaks about being intimate with your partner. You can't get more intimate than being able to lay yourself bare, quite literally speaking, and let that other person take you as you are.
Okay.
You're not going to get perfection. You're not going to get perfection with whomever it is that you're with. If you're seeking perfection, you're going to be alone for the rest of your life.
Well, and I kind of don't. I don't ever expect perfection anyways, because I kind of like to leave a little bit of, you know, room for improvement. Like, I don't want you to already be, you know, at the top of your game, because then there's really nothing for us to, you know, kind of grow into together. So,
that's the other part of it. I mean, I'm 40 years old and I'm still a work in progress. So I've never, you know, this is never to say that I'm completely evolved. There are things that I still, in my mind, can't really deal with or handle. You see what I mean? Like, there are different kinks and there are different fetishes that my wife enjoys that I will not even look in that direction to see, period.
But you're okay with her exploring those things on her own if that's what she wants to do?
Absolutely, because at the end of the day, she's going to be turned on by it, and I'm going to be the beneficiary of it.
Oh, see, yeah, I have to get there. And I don't knock it. I'm just, you know, I don't think.
Well, let me put
it to you. I think I'm a little selfish.
Yeah, and that's not, it's not necessarily selfish. We as a human culture, as a race of, not a race of people, as a species, we're extremely territorial when it comes to certain aspects of our existence. Sexuality is definitely one of them. We as men want to be the absolute central aspect of your sexual universe. We don't want another man.
Maybe I have almost the same mentality, I think, of like some men, and it's kind of weird because, like, I am not open to inviting others into my bed with my man. But see, there's a but to it because I'm not into women. But if it was a guy, and I don't know how it goes, I would be more open to that. But most men,
obviously,
most men are like, oh,
there's
no,
there's a reason for that.
There's a what?
I said there's a reason for that.
Why? What's the reason?
Again, it goes back to territorial. You, mm-hmm. if you're, for instance, put it this way: if you're in a threesome with another female, who's the focus on?
If I don't know, I would say it better be on me.
How is it going to be on you?
Yeah, I don't know because I'm not. I've never been in that situation, but I know.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I'm selfish. I want the attention.
I'll throw a generic answer out there and say that most men who are saying that they want to be in a threesome with two women, they want to focus on them. Period. The same can be said for a woman who wants to be in a threesome with two men. The focus should be on her. Because it's about her pleasure, and two different men being able to cater to that one woman is a fantasy that women are now becoming a little bit more vocal about.
Mm-hmm. So with that being said, I think I may have the whole concept of that wrong because I think about it as the attention should be on me. So it kind of. It's unsettling.
So regardless of the configuration, it's got to be you regardless.
Right. That was my understanding. Like, it's got to be about me. I said it, though. I'm selfish. And, it's, you know, some may say I have double standards.
And that's all great. I got no problem with that. You just get to a point right now where it's like you just kind of figure out what's the best situation for you in that regard. If you feel like whatever man that you're interested in, wanting to date, wanting to take things serious with, that type of thing, or whatever the case may be, if you feel like he can't handle it, you have a decision to make.
Okay.
I mean, that's really where it boils down to. What would you prefer? Do you prefer getting your way? Or do you prefer making small compromises to be happy?
That requires a little thought. And I should be saying the correct answer would be to compromise to be happy.
But that's not the easiest answer. That's not the easiest answer on the planet. That's an answer that comes with evolution.
Right. I agree. So let me just throw this out. If you just tune in tonight to Pillow Talk Live, we have special guest Shakir Rashan. I want to say best-selling author. I'm claiming it. Speak it into existence. How did you get the recognition of Zane? You know, when it comes to erotica, you know, to have her name, have that the name, you know, Zane's name on your books, that says a lot.
Yeah, that comes with a lot of pressure and expectations that most don't really quite understand. I actually caught her attention with a short story that she put inside of her Chocolate Flavor series. And that was what got me on the map with her as far as, you know, as far as being able to get into, to be able to get on her map, so to speak, you know, be on her radar for all purposes. And while she was promoting that particular book on an autograph tour, a book signing tour, forgive me, she happened to be in Atlanta, and I happened to have enough time to go and see her at one of her book signings. And we were able to have, after the book signing, we were able to have a pretty lengthy conversation where it really wasn't me pitching any books or anything like that. It was just us having a real conversation, getting to know each other, that type of thing. And she knew me. She recognized me. You know, she remembered me, you know, and that's saying a lot considering the number of people that she encounters on a, you know, on a daily basis, for the matter.
Right.
And, you know, so at that point she was like, well, I took a look at your back catalog and I'm interested in a couple of them, in a couple of things. And, you know, my question to you is, are you willing to, you know, are you willing to put, you know, put things out on a more mainstream perspective? And she kind of put me on pause with that because, you know, I was comfortable being an indie at the time. And because the type of material that I write, you know, is not necessarily your garden variety erotica, so to speak. And for me being a person of color, you know, the folks on the other side of the spectrum, they've been doing that for a minute. But when you're talking about persons of color writing that same topic, it's not always widely accepted within the black community. I put it that way. It's becoming more so now because of another certain series that I shall not mention. But you know, it's unfortunate that it took that series for people to finally go, oh, I'll give you a shot.
Okay. And I won't mention, but I know which one you're speaking of. So where are all your books? Are they easily available? Can you get them off of Amazon?
I can be found absolutely anywhere that needs to be found. I'm in Books A Million. I'm in Books A Million. I'm in Barnes & Noble. Electronically, you can find me within Amazon, of course, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, the iTunes Bookstore, Kobo. It's so many formats. It's kind of hard to keep up. And then I also sell privately on my own website.
Okay, and your website is, go ahead and...
My website is www.shakirrashawn.com. Spelling of my name, obviously, SHAKIRRASHAAN.
And are you on Instagram?
Every social media format that can be had. Instagram, Google+, Facebook, Twitter. My phone stays busy. Let's put it that way.
So let everybody know that's listening now. Now you're on all the social networks. So hopefully you're found the same way. So can they just, are they able to find you? Can we find you by your name on the social networks?
Yeah, absolutely. You can Google search me. As far as Shakir Rashawn is concerned, you can go to my website. I've got a special section on my website where you can find all of my social media pages. And be able to just one click and they'll take you where you need to go. I made it extremely easy for my reading public to find wherever they need to and be able to just interact with me however they see fit.
Okay. Now, in terms of the Chronicles of the Nubian Underworld, what would be your hottest passage in that series? Like, I know something sits, you know, kind of resonate with you. Through that collection, and is it a 3-book series?
It's currently a 3-book series. I'm looking to extend it to possibly 7 before it's all said and done. I just have to wait. I have to wait for my mystery series to reach its completion before I can come back to that particular series with Zane. But the first 3 books are easily out there. That's not even a problem. Oh, God, there's so many of them. It's not even funny. Let my readers tell it to you. There's a certain tattoo parlor scene that's inside of Legacy that rises above the rest.
Okay, and Legacy is book two of the series of the Chronicles mm-hmm. of the Nubian Underworld. So
yeah.
Just give me a little piece of it, just off the top of your head, not word from word. Just tease us with it. Make me want to go and buy the first, at least the first two books.
Well, that's not going to be hard to do at all. I've got the tattoo parlor scene that most of my readers have been raving about mm-hmm. basically entails two of my main characters, Ramses and one of the submissives, Shamise. There is a basically she has to prove her loyalty to the family, so to speak. And within that, he basically was like, okay, well, if this is what you're saying, then you know it'll be at my discretion and it'll be under my parameters. Those parameters had everything to do with a clitoral hood piercing, and a clitoral hood
wow.
piercing inside of a tattoo parlor.
Wow.
And with anyone who's ever had a clit piercing done or a clitoral hood piercing done knows that the person has to be at least slightly aroused in order for the piercing to really kind of take hold, so to speak. I actually had them in a anal sex situation where she was reverse cowgirl, and the person who was piercing her actually had to watch that scene in front of him while he was trying to pierce.
Wow! In order for her to stay aroused.
In order for her to stay aroused long enough to get the clit piercing through.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. Okay. So before we let you go, tonight's hot.
Hold on. Wait. And the other part that's probably got everybody else tripping is the fact that there were two other men in the room with the tattoo artist.
Mm.
And they were allowed to masturbate during the scene.
Wow. That's deep. That's deep. All right, so if you just tuned in tonight, allgirltalkradio.com presents Chulo Talk Live. Sexual boundaries, that's tonight's topic. Jay's on the line this evening, and we have author Shakir Rashan. Currently, he has the three-book series of the Chronicles of the Nubian Underworld. So if you're into erotica, you know, I would definitely put that on a must-read list. So before we let you go, and I know you spoke a little bit about your relationship at the beginning of the show, and it's evident that, you know, you don't have too many boundaries. So is it safe to say that your personal take on setting, having boundaries, could it be a little detrimental to your relationship?
It can. It's a precarious thing. I mean, it's not necessarily that it's going to be anything that you're that's always set in stone. Everything is fluid. Everything is always a consistent communication as far as that is. So I can never say that what's going to be set rule today will be a set rule this time next year. It may very well evolve and go through a whole bunch of changes, where it becomes a set rule for that particular point in time next year. So it's really never stagnant. It's going to always be in flux, no matter how you look at it at this point, which is why I've always stressed the communication aspect.
Okay. Well, Shakir, we certainly appreciate you joining us tonight for Pillow Talk. Are you a member of the Pillow Talk group on Facebook?
Yeah, I believe I am, as a matter of fact.
Okay, so for everyone that's listening tonight, if you're not a member and you're interested, go over to Facebook and search Pillow Talk. It's a private group. Go ahead and send out a request. And we're going to, after the show goes off, I'll go into the chat room a little bit in Pillow Talk, and we'll, you know, kick up a little bit more of this hot topic, sexual boundaries. How far are you willing to go in your relationship? So when the show goes off in about 10 more minutes, join me over on Facebook in the Pillow Talk group, and we'll chop it up. And hopefully Shakir will pay a visit to us tonight and chime in on our conversations. But right now, we're going to let you go. And make sure you keep us up, you know, on your next, maybe, you know, when you extend the Chronicles of the Nubian Underworld.
I'll definitely be letting you guys know that will not be a problem. Thank you again for having me.
Thank you
so much
for joining us. Have a good evening.
All right, you too.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys, once again, if you're just tuning in tonight, AllGirlTalkRadio.com presents Total Talk Live. We are reloaded. And saying that, that means, you know, we have become a little bit more interactive. Jay, we're going to get you in this Pillow Talk room, and we're going to get this topic on tonight. So make sure you get that request over on Pillow Talk on Facebook. Join myself. Hopefully we'll get Jay over there. And hopefully
I'm going to read my book.
Now you want to read the book. You just want to know what happened in that the tattoo parlor. That's all.
That's all I need to know.
Here's the thing he mentioned. I've never done this. A few of my friends have. I wonder how comfortable it is to actually have sex in front of somebody else. Like he said that, you know, the girl was having anal sex while she was getting her clit pierced, but there was a couple other gentlemen in the room masturbating. Like, that kind of stuff, like, it arouses my intellect, and I may, you know, go to sleep at night and fantasize about it, but I don't think I could ever do it.
Why not? Like, I guess the one thing that he did say is that you have to go in with an open mind. If you just think about just being childlike sex, you're like, okay, well, I'm not never going to have oral sex. Okay, but after so long, how? Did you try? Did you give in? Did you do it? So I guess I agree with going in with the open mind. Like, if I go in saying, you know, this is one of my desires, these are one of my goals, then I'm gonna be free to let myself go. I'm not gonna go in being all emotional to the fact, you know, well, I know a couple of my friends are like, well, I'm not doing that. I'm only doing that with my husband. What difference does it make if he's your husband or, you know, your butt buddy? If it's something that you want to do, if it's a desire that you want to do, if it's something that you fantasize about, why not go into the relationship or go into the situation saying, hey, I'm going to do it? I guess my only problem would be that I have is I wouldn't have a problem doing none of the above, but, like, when would you – I think I'm a little too emotional for all of the above because – I need my ego boosted. I need my emotional side massaged sometimes, and you know that's just self to me. So if you with Tanya, you know, like that whole phone call, hey, somebody want to have fun, that's the part that would bother me. Like, did I perform well? Why is it that you expected this from me? Like, I almost need a report card. So how did I do? I want to do it, but how did I do? Did I do it good enough for you to, you know, still be Mr. Right for me? Or you might, you know, is it a chance that somebody could take you away from me? So I guess it is a lot of trust, but I got the open mind thing. I can really do it.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and take a caller. We have a caller coming in from the, looks like ATL. Caller, your name and where you calling from.
Hey, guys. It's the 6-footer from the A. I'm a part of the group.
Hey, welcome to Pillow Talk Live. So let me ask you, in your relationships, or, you know, if you're not in a relationship when you're dating, do you have any sexual boundaries? Like, how far would you go?
I absolutely have sexual boundaries. I have all of them, and I state them. I make them plain. I am not for the threesome and all that other kind of stuff because I feel I am a one-woman show. So I'm not around for all that, bringing somebody else in, unless you want to bring a man in. That's a fantasy that I had. It's slowly going away, but that was my fantasy. But every man that I've ever met, he want to be the only dick in the room.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm with
that's
that.
That's not, you know, so, you know, and I'm around for that. It's cool. But y'all started talking about the watching thing.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell y'all my experience. I went to, because I am, like, my drive is extremely high. Extremely high. And when I have it, like, when I got some around, I'm around for it, and I go hard for it. Like, I be telling them, like, you need to hydrate and get yourself ready. Do your squats because it's about to go down. And it goes down every single day. Like, I want it every day and three times on Sunday. I'm serious. So
yeah.
I had an experience. Like, I had a dude in my life that was, like, he actually matched me. Like, he was super freak with me. So We used to do all kinds of stuff. He was down for the anytime, anywhere. He was down for all this. I explained to him the threesome thing wasn't going to happen. He was like, cool, because we get it in. So what happened was we went trapeze because, like, I'm very sexual and I'm also very visual. So it's like that stuff I want, like, I like to watch, but I don't have to participate. But what ends up happening at trapeze, I don't know about any other female, but when you start seeing that stuff, and then it's going on around you, like you almost feel comfortable enough to participate. So I had sex in a crowd.
Wow.
I was down for that. It was very exhilarating.
But it was a crowd. It wasn't like you were the main attraction and people were just sitting around. It was like a crowd of people.
No, but the people were walking by. Everybody could stop, like at trapeze, because there's rooms, there's beds,
okay.
There's all kinds of stuff going on.
I'm
so
just
like,
all sorts
at
of
any
that.
Given time, people could stop. There was a crowd around the bed that we were on.
Jesus. Okay, girl, you get the gold star.
No, but it was so exhilarating. Like, I was like, you know, you throw out all your best moves. Then. Like, you throwing out your best work.
Yeah, because you're being watched. You're like, oh, I can't let nobody show me up. Let me show you how to put it down.
Right. I was down for the cause. I was around for the cause.
Well, we certainly appreciate you calling in and hanging out with us on Pillow Talk Live. Don't forget, when we go off air, go over to the Pillow Talk chat room and we can chalk it up a little bit more. I'm going to take another caller. So thank you.
Good night.
Good night. All right, guys, we have a caller coming in from, I don't know, 213 area code. 213. So, caller, your name and where you calling from?
Hey, this is Dean calling from Cali. How y'all doing?
Hey.
Good, D. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I was going to use this conversation. Like you're talking about voyeurism right now, right? People watching.
Well,
we're
talking about boundaries, you know, in your relationship, sexual boundaries. Do you have any sexual boundaries in your relationship? Like, how far would you go with your mate?
Well, you know, I'm saying, you know, I'm not with the sharing thing, you know, stuff like that, you know, in front of my face. That's one of my boundaries. But if you go, do what you're going to do, you know, just don't put it in my face or whatever, because I'm with open relationships all day, but just don't do it in front of me. That's one of my things and whatnot, you know. But
how are you down for open relationships, but don't put it in your face?
I have a couple of long distance relationships going on. You know, I have understanding. No, but
I got you.
So,
I'm with him though, Jay. I'm with him on that. Like, if we have to have an open relationship, just I don't want to see it. Like, I don't want it in my face either. It's okay.
Well, you're not willing to have an open relationship. An open relationship is when two people agree to have
to see other people.
Yeah, so you're not willing to have an open relationship. But
say, for example, like if she's in Atlanta and whatnot, I'm in Cali, or she's in New York, I'm in Cali, and whatnot. And when we're together, it's cool, but, you know, that's our time. You know what I mean? I know you're doing your thing out there, whatever, but, you know, when you're here, it's just us. And that's kind of how our understanding is. You know, we understand we're talking to other people, but
that's not
when you're in front of each other.
That's kind of open.
What,
I mean, it's like we're going to do
that's
this.
That's a long-distance
relationship.
You know,
you're not
an open relationship is me being able to give you that call. Hey, boo, I'm about to go out with Roger real quick because he's talking about doing something. And you like, oh, okay, like the guy just said. Okay, have fun. See you at dinner.
No, why would she call me and tell me she just called Roger if she going over to Roger's house? Why would I get that call? I'm just saying. You know, you
but
call me.
But that's an open relationship. You're willing for her to explore other things. You're willing for her to be with other genders. You're willing for her to be with other same-sex partners. You're open to it. You can
I'm definitely open to all of that, but, like, you know, that's when you're over there, but, you know, you ain't got in front of me. Like for example, like, that's your truth, but my truth, is, like, you know, when we're together, you know, I know you're doing your thing. I know I'm not the only one. So that's my definition of open. You know, I know you got her over there or him over there, but, you know, but you with me.
You with me.
And same with her. She knows she's not the only one, but when she's with me, she's with me.
Right. I get you. Dee, we appreciate you calling in this evening for Pillow Talk Live. If you are not connected with us yet on Facebook, make sure you go to Facebook and search our private group, Pillow Talk. When we go off air, we're going to go over to Pillow Talk and on Facebook, and we'll continue our conversations there. But that's the end of our show tonight. Don't forget, every Wednesday right here on the BTR Network, we have Pillow Talk Live with the ladies of All Girl Talk Radio. Jay, what do you think? Are you, you know, opening up a little bit? Boundaries.
I'm down for it because I guess I don't suffer from the other woman syndrome, but I'm down for it. I mean, even if I'm in a room with somebody that I'm fully attracted to, I'm already fantasizing on the other side of the room what we need to do or, you know, what needs to happen. If you go out and do your thing, that's fine. I can accept it because that triggers me off. Oh, you
okay.
With somebody? Okay, fine. I'll be there in a minute. That keeps
okay.
me going.
Yeah, and, you know, it's one of those things I say to each his own. I have not gotten to that level yet. I do have some boundaries, but, you know, let's talk about it. All right, so until next time, I am your girl, the Rambunctious One. Jay, it's been another hot show. Don't forget, Pillow Talk Live can re-air anytime you want simply by going over to allgirltalkradio.com. That's it for us tonight, guys. We out of here.
AllGirlTalkRadio.com. Online, all the time. The queens of internet talk radio. Angie, Jay, and Miss Muse. Broadcasting live Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Talking about relationships, sex, and whatever else matters to you. Stay connected 24/7. Facebook, AGTR Chicks, and Twitter at All Girl Talk. Online, all the time.
AllGirlTalkRadio.com.